Day two state volleyball from Dodge City, Jefferson County North. About to get things going with Smith Center. Jarrett Sluppy with you. And what a first day it was for JCN, going 2-1. Their only loss coming against the top-seeded Hillsborough. And it all started out with a win over Meade. It was 25-10 and 25-20. And following up that tough loss against Hillsborough, they finished up with a win over St. Mary's Colgan, a gutsy win that gave them their spot in the bracket. As for the Redmen, also known as the Lady Red for the volleyball and the girls basketball teams, they are the number two seed in our bracket. JCN, the lone non-top four team to advance to the semifinals. This is a big match with the winner going to the championship, which will be 25 minutes after our semifinal matchups conclude, and the other semifinal between Hillsborough and Inman going on behind us in Court A. We'll go ahead and step aside here on KARE 93.7. We have an interview with head coach David Schuler of the Chargers, so we'll go ahead and step aside. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KARE 93.7.
All right, Coach, thoughts on day one overall?
Overall, I thought we was very focused on what we needed to do. Hillsborough, we kind of had a little lapse, but overall, I thought we did well. The girls came to play, and it's obvious by us advancing to today.
And talking about the Smith Center team you guys are playing, did you get to see much of them play yesterday?
You know, I didn't watch a lot of this court when we was in action yesterday. I just was focused on us and making it to today, and we obviously have a lot of video on them, and they're a tough opponent, traditionally rich. We'll have to give everything we got and be ultra-focused to come out on top.
In terms of game plan, what are you guys looking to be, trying to be more aggressive or trying to just keep things in play?
Well, I think during the Hillsborough match, we got a little bit tip-happy, and we wasn't swinging and being aggressive. So teams like this, you have to be aggressive at them. You can use your tips if it's a smart tip, but you really have to stay aggressive because they're going to be aggressive at you.
Coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Coach David Schuler joining me, and we'll have first serve coming up in just a bit here on KARE 93.7.
KIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Jefferson County North and Smith Center, 5-seed and 2-seed here in the semifinal round. Getting things going here in just a few. We'll go ahead and step aside. We have the step aside for national anthem coming up. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KARE 93.7.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, at 785-863-2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Jefferson County Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Winchester Meat Processing wants
you to know they can do it all. From wild game custom butchering or that prize deer you just took down last weekend, Winchester Meat is a cut above the competition. Your first stop for Hickory brand meat. And don't forget about the retail case as well, where you can find the best quality beef, pork, jerky, and more. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Winchester Meat Processing. See all their products online at winchesterprocessing.com or visit them at 203 Winchester Street in Winchester. Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
National Anthem just getting wrapped up here from Dodge City, United Wireless Arena. Jared Sluppy with you. JCN and Smith Center coming up. And Smith Center came all the way back yesterday from being down 24-20 to win against Inman yesterday. And it was a fantastic match. Both teams bringing great crowds. Smith Center will be on our right, JCN to our left, and a rowdy Inman crowd will be behind us as well. They were fantastic yesterday, really giving this place a lot of juice. Hillsborough's crowd hoping to step up here as well and try to compete with that Inman crowd. Hillsborough's crowd was a little quiet yesterday. I think they were, because their expectations were so high, they were able to meet those expectations, go unbeaten in full play, and the one seed is in the semifinals. So it's the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 5, with JCN being the 5. Head coach David Shuler says that he wants to be aggressive, not just play to play. He wants to play to win, despite going against a team that is better than them on paper and on paper alone. Smith Center in red, JCN in white, once again today. Lady Red Libero in white. And JCN Libero in green. Chargers will serve first. Another early morning of high school state volleyball, and we are underway. Kennedy Hernandez to serve. Here's a set to the near side, and a swing by Kirchhoff. JCN all over it. And Langley gets the kill to start things off. JCN gets the first point of the match. So Langley is up front with Macy Thompson. What a day she had yesterday, alongside Evelyn Smith as well. Audrey Bell is back, so is Claire Dobbins and Hernandez. Hernandez can't get that one. It's a kill for the Lady Red. And there's that Inman crowd that I was speaking so much about. Zerr for Smith Center, setting up for Langley, just hitting it over. Not much power behind that one. Partially deflected, and that's down for a kill. This time by Gracie Kirchhoff, 5'7 junior. Two to one, Smith Center, early lead. Two straight points, trying to continue that here. Set by Bill. Thompson goes up for the fake and doesn't tip it over. And it's a violation against Smith Center. I was fortunate that that was called because Smith was deflected and the ball came back down to the Chargers side. Now a substitution for JCN. Larry Johnson, the 5A junior, checking in. Also Jocelyn Siever checking in as well. She serves it. Set to the far side for the Lady Red, and that is wide and out of bounds. That attempt was once again by Kirchhoff. 3-2, JCN. Two consecutive points for the Chargers. Set from Feldman, and that one is down for a kill this time by Dakota Kattenberg, 5'7 junior. Kattenberg, Kirchhoff, both 5'7 juniors and both up front alongside Millie Raby. Irv turned by Jobbins. That's tipped over by Bell. Set to the near side. The wide box. Back to the Lady Red side. Set to the near side. Second try. That one partially deflected, but through to the JCN side. And Bell will slap it to the back line. That one is out of bounds. Too long that time. A couple feet behind the attack line. And it's 4-3 Smith Center. They serve it. Nice dig by Jobbins. Set to the far side. Bell with the wipe. That one is long again. So back-to-back shots that go long for Audrey Bell. 5-7 senior. 5-3. Served down the middle and a tip backwards and slapped over by the Chargers. Partially deflected. A try by Kattenberg. And it's just bumped over, but nobody is there. Wasn't really intended to be much. Jobbins gets the point. Makes it 5-4. Meanwhile, behind us, Inman just took a 5-4 lead. So same score in court A. Meanwhile, back here on court B. Sitting up, that's deflected and out of bounds on the rejection. Kattenberg couldn't get it past the blockers, but JCN from the middle of the court sent it out of bounds to the near side. So 6-4. Lee Red with a serve after 10 points of action already. Putting this one up for Ruxichel, and that one is down for a kill on the back line. Diving to her right was Kirchhoff. Couldn't get it. The center playing up. They had two girls back and four up. Jefferson County North able to take advantage. 6-5 now our score. They're coming from Corey Bertles, the 5-5 senior, and the return goes around the pole and out of bounds. Back to the JCN side. Back-to-back points. Seems to be a common theme. It's back-to-back points for both teams, kind of just going back and forth. 6-6 now the score. Back to the middle of the court. Rhett Scheller can't get that one down, but the return goes back to the Smith Center side, and an easy dunk down by Henley Rentschler, 5'10 junior. Rentschler and Raby, both 5'10, the two tallest girls on the team. Setting this one up for Bell on the slide. Nice dig back line near side. Setting this one up. And that one partially deflected. Kattenberg trying to get that one down. Could not. Ruxichel again to the back line. Getting over on the second attempt, and that one is down. Rentschler at the net. Pass to her was a little bit too close to the net, so she instead decided to just dunk it down and successful. The center now leads 8-6 here in set number one. To the near side, and that one is long. A service error. JCN a big point. Get back within one. Audrey Bell now to serve. Back near side. Set from Bailey Archer, and partially deflected at the net. JCN with it. The nearest side, and that one to the back line for Emily Langley. Nice dig by Jobbins on the Raby try. And Langley again to the back line. Another nice dig by Kattenberg. This one partially deflected. Setting this one up. Ruxichel sets it up for Langley, and it's going to be a violation against JCN. So after the mistake, the Lady Red now lead at 9-7 over the Chargers. Serve is a good one on a line. Jobbins with the return, setting this up for Langley, partially deflected. Lady Red able to get it. Tipped over a couple of blockers and down for a kill. And again, it was Tinley Rentschler. Going to the middle, Jobbins has it. Here's a set to the far side, Langley. And goes from the far side to the far side. Lady Red all over it. And this one is down for a kill from beyond the attack line by Maylee Raby. The 5'10 senior makes it 10-7. And timeout is called by Coach Schuler. We'll step aside for just 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Red Volleyball here on KR93.7.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls. Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hot case and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside. Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
Center leading early 11-7. Jared Sluppy back with you from Dodge City. And Lady Red will go ahead and serve it out of the break. Here it comes to the far side. Langley on the return. She'll get it back, and that one blocked at the net by Smith Center. Combined effort of Rentschler and Hutchinson. Sir goes to the back near side. Answer JCN with Langley just tipping it down, and that one is good. Emily Langley got to get her going. When Langley is going, this JCN team is just so good up front. Also looking for Macy Thompson to get some action. She hasn't had an attempt yet. He's in there with Clara Johnson also up front. Set to the near side for Kirchhoff, and that one on the return goes to the other side. Is out of bounds. No, it's inbound. Beg your pardon. Just barely landing in. Briefed over the net on, that was on the return. And JCN gets a bit of a break. 12-9. Set to the near side and not a great setup. Kirchhoff just has to hit it over. Backward set. Thompson with her first chance of the day. Nice dig back near side by Raby. And Kirchhoff is blocked. Another chance for Lady Red. They'll just slap it over, partially deflected again. Setting this up for Langley, and that one goes to the back middle. Returned by Smith Center. Trying to dunk it down and getting it to the JCN side. Getting it right back over to Smith Center. Here's a chance from Rentschler. That's a kill to the back middle. Rentschler, Kattenberg, and Kirchhoff got a fantastic job up front so far for Smith Center. They lead 13-9. Returned by Jobbins. Back to the far side from Macy Thompson, and she jumped a little bit too early. Wasn't able to put much on that one, but does get it over. Threw a couple of blockers, and that one kept alive momentarily, but it does fall to the ground. It's now 14-9. There's Hillsborough and the match behind us, currently leading Inman 14-12. First set for both of our matches here. Serve to the near side. Here is a set up by Bell, and from just inside the attack line, it sets it over, but Smith Center wasn't ready for it. Caught napping, and 14-10. JCN trying to get a run going here. The center, the one seed out of pool two. Jefferson County North, the two seed out of pool one. Set to the near side. Kirchhoff is wide. The center, I think, thought for a brief moment that it was down, but it was not. Just missing that one. Two straight points for the Chargers. The center defeated Valley Heights, two sets, Garden Plain, two sets, and Inman in three to get here. There's a set for the middle. There's a swipe from Kattenberg. Rejected by Macy Thompson up front, back down. It's three straight now for the Chargers. BCN's road here was a win over Meade right out of the chute. A two-set loss to Hillsborough, and then a two-set win against Hogan. Setting this up for Kattenberg again, and that one is down this time, back far side. Excuse me, Kattenberg. And Dakota Kattenberg breaks the three-point streak for JCN. Now 15-12. Served to the back line, returned cleanly by the Chargers, and Thompson is blocked up front by the Lady Red. And it goes back down for consecutive points for Smith Center. grazing the net, and that is an ace. Unable to return that time was Hernandez. Now three straight, nice response by Smith Center. Their Christmas colors, got some, yeah, one guy wearing a Christmas hat. For the Lady Reds fans. Sending it over to the back corner, Jobbins putting a nice placement on it. And Kirchhoff gets that down for a kill. Over the blockers yet again, and she has made her money so far today. Up front, timeout called by Coach Schuler for JCN. As they trail 18-12 and set number one, we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on Tier 93.7.
For almost a decade, Gus, Kathy, Jake, and Beth Barnett have paved the way in Oskaloosa for funeral planning services at Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. When times are most difficult and it's time to plan a beautiful service to remember your friend or loved one, trust the ones who make a difficult time a little bit easier. Barnett Family Funeral Home would love to talk with you to give you peace of mind for the future. Visit their website at barnettfamilyfh.com or stop by and visit them. South side of Oskaloosa, off Highway 59.
18-12, Smith Center leading Jefferson County North, set number one. Jared Sluppy back with you. Lady Red serving out of the break. Four straight points for Smith Center. For that, JCN had a nice little three-point stretch. Good response by Smith Center. Here's a chance by Langley from the far side. She gets the kill. Actually, beg your pardon, that was actually Evelyn Smith, the 5'8 junior. Langley will come to the bench, and she's limping just a little bit. And now she'll talk with Coach Schuler. He asks if she's okay, and hopefully she'll be able to continue here. Didn't look like anything too serious. It's a little bit of a limp. Set to the far side, and that was a bad set, but it's kept alive momentarily. They get it over to the JCN side. Thought to me it looked like a double hit, but they don't call it. Back over to the side of the Lady Red. Set to the near side. Kirchhoff blocks back down. Another chance for Smith Center. Punched over. And now JCN with it. Backward set. And the back line. That one returned cleanly by the libero, Lily Highland. And to the back line. Not a great return by JCN. They'll send a free ball over. Highland with the return. Set. This one up for Kattenberg. A nice dig along the far side by Jobbins. And that one is good for a kill by Audrey Bell. From the far side to the middle. What a rally that was. JCN wins it. Jocelyn Siever will be serving yet again for the Chargers. Going to the near side. Nice serve. Raby has to move to her left to get that one. Gattenberg gets the kill. Audrey Bell pops it up in the air, but it goes way out of bounds. That makes it 19-14. The center just trying to clean things up here in this first set. Just barely grazing the net on the serve. Past the far side. Bell with a big wipe. That one is knocked down. A chance for JCN. That one deflected, this time to the Smith Center side. This is Raby, and that one's for a kill. From the near side to the near side on the back line. In the corner, fantastic job of placing that one in a tough spot by the 5'10 senior. Makes it 21-14. Winner advances to the championship match coming up here 25 minutes after this match concludes as that one goes into the net. I guess it'll be 25 minutes after the final semifinal concludes because we have to wait for this matchup behind us to finish up, which as of right now, Hillsborough leading 21-15. Set number one. There's a set to the near side. Raby again. That one through a couple of JCN blockers and down for a kill. Johnson can get to it, and it makes it 22-14. Got the score wrong on scoreboard. I think the score is still wrong. It says 21-15. Skipping it is Bell. Set to the near side. Raby block back down. Rejected by Bell and Smith. Substitutions. So maybe it was four that was wrong beforehand, and now it's corrected. But the scoreboard says 21-16 in favor of Smith Center. Bertles the server. Taking this one up for Rich Schiller, partially deflected. Good job by JCN to slow that one down. But miscommunication on the set. They just have to slap it over. Passenger side, Raby. That one hits the net and take it out. Bertels couldn't get to it. And the kill is down by Maley Raby. What a match she's having so far. 22-16. They're coming from Bailey Archer, the 5'5 junior. Setting this one up for Bell, partially deflected to the Smith Center side. Setting this one back up for Raby. That one to the back line. Nice dig by Jobbins. And Bell from the middle goes to tip it over, almost catching Smith Center off guard, but they're able to recover. JCN tries to get a block. They do partially block it. It just trickles over the net. Just trying to slap it back over with JCN. They could not. Goes out of bounds. And Smith Center, now just 2 points away from winning this first set. It's 23-16. Back line. Return is good. Mainly sets this up for Johnson. Couldn't get it down. It tips over by Rentschler, catching the Chargers off guard, but it goes out of bounds. 23-17. And now they're going to say that it was deflected out of bounds. Touched up by the Chargers. Coach Shuler not happy, and I think they said that it was touched by Bell, and I think she knows it. So it is 24-16, set point. Coach Shuler talking with the official about that call. And now we're good to go. Bertels with the return, setting it up for Bell. That one partially deflected. She'll get a chance, dunking over the net, but it's back to the Chargers' side. After the rejection, Rakishel gets over to the back line for Lady Red. Raby is partially blocked, and Chargers now with it. Langley sets it up for Rakishel to the far side, and that one is out of bounds. Was it touched? No, it was not. Looked to me like that one was touched. JCN falls in that first set, 25-16, after a couple controversial calls to finish off the set. We'll go ahead and send it to break for 2 minutes, and we'll come back with set number two. You're listening to Lady Red Volleyball at the state tournament on KR93.7.
This is Jonathan Schmidt with Outdoor Concepts and Design, and after 6 years, we look forward to another year of providing our high-quality services. In the last year, we've upgraded our equipment line to better provide our excavation services. Whether it be regrading a property, trenching in drainage or utility lines, building a new driveway, or just general property maintenance. We look forward to your phone call. You can reach us at 913-674-0300 for a free quote to get your dirt done right.
FW Houston Medical Center offers a walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In the hours the clinic is not open, they provide urgent care services because being sick doesn't always happen during the day. See them at 408 Delaware Street in Winchester. FW Houston Medical Center wishes good luck to its very own plant operations manager, Coach David Shuler, and his team at State.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Jefferson County Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today. KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Take set number one, 25-16. Get things out of the way with set number two. Just center to serve as right out of the gate, JCN gets a kill. It's Emily Langley, 6'1 junior. with the kill to start things off. So a couple controversial deflection calls at the end of the first set ends it in favor of the Lady Red. 25-16 was the score. JCN trying to extend to a third set here. To the near side, a nice dig of backside by Hernandez, but Langley sends it a little too far. And a point awarded for Smith Center. They even it up at 1-1. While behind us, Hillsborough won that first set. They're in the second set, 2-1. Inman leads there. Partially clipping the net, and ace. Hernandez got a piece of it. Popped it up in the air about 3.5 feet high, but nobody there to keep it going, unfortunately. So it makes 2-1 for the Lady Red. And now it is down for an ace. Gobbins stepped away from that one. It was close to the back line. She let it go, and it was down. Three straight points now for the Lady Red. Here goes to the far side, and that's another ace. Gobbins dove for that one, and actually it looks like she hit her head, but she's slow to get up. Five-foot-seven senior libero, and now on her feet. She'll go ahead and stay in the game. He dove to try to get that one, as mentioned, and looks to me like he was holding the back of her head. She will stay in the game. The official talking to her to make sure that she's okay and she can continue. So 4-1 is our score after three consecutive aces for Smith Center. One goes to the back line, returned by Hernandez. It sets backwards, and Langley is blocked, but it goes out of bounds to the JCN side. And the Chargers, a much-needed point. Langley will come to the bench. So Hernandez, stepping in is Seaver and Clara Johnson. So Jocelyn Seaver, 5'3 senior, will serve it. Clara Johnson, the 5'8 junior, will be on the front line. Serves to the near side, return clean by Raby, setting it up for her, but it's not a very good set. They just have to set it over. It's tipped down. Macy Thompson going over the net, though, and they're going to call that as a violation. And Thompson didn't have to reach over. That ball was going back down on the Lady Red's side. And now the official's talking about it to see if possibly get a possible overturn of the call. It was the official on the far side on the stand that made the call. And the official from the near side who was on the ground who was talking to her about it. And they're going to go ahead and give the point to Smith Center. The official that's up on top wins the argument. Coach Schuler now talking to the official on the near side. I think the official from the near side was trying to overturn the call, and now she's going to go back to the far side official. See if maybe they overturn it here. No, nope, they're going to go ahead and keep it as Lady Red's point. I think Schuler was just wanting an explanation. Back and forth, the official goes. As of right now, it's Smith Center leading 5-2. Behind us, Inman leading 6-4 in set number 2. Winner of these two matches, of course, playing the championship. And Macy Thompson is blocked at the net, falling down to JCN's side inbound. That was Retschler and Raby going up for that one. 7-2. Dobbins with the return, but it goes too far, and it's knocked down by Rentschler. Makes it 8-2. And a timeout is called by Coach Schuler. We'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KR 93.7.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Set of two, Smith Center off to a good start. And set number two. Harris, I'll be back with you from Dodge City, Kansas. Class 2A State Volleyball Championship here in the semifinal round. Serve goes to Jobbins. She'll return it. Here's a set by Johnson to the far side for Bell, and she's blocked. Keeping alive is JCN pushing into the back line. Here's a set to the near side for Ray B, and that one trying to tip it over, but it's short. It was a good setup by Cameron Hutchinson, the 5'4 junior setter for Smith Center. And then able to get any mustard under it was Maylee Raby. So I had the score wrong. It was, I said 8-2. It was actually 7-2, now 7-3. And Raby gets a kill. JCN had a chance to possibly try to keep that thing going. It was partially deflected, but never able to get a good hand on it. Inman now leads 9-6 behind us, trying to send that match into a third set. Backward set by Johnson. That's blast, but played well off of Smith, and Raby responds with a kill of her own. That makes it 9-3. Lady Red cruising here in set number two. Serve return by Bell, set up by Johnson for Smith, and a nice dig back corner on the far side by Kattenberg, but they'll have to send a free ball over. Dobbins, Johnson to Bell, that one deflected by the net, and out of bounds on the touch, no it was not. Makes it 10-3. Serve is Bailey Archer, the 5'5 junior, but just barely getting that over the net and forcing JCN to send a free ball over. Fantastic serve by Archer. Set to the near side from Archer, and set to the net is Raby, but it falls down on the JCN side for a point for Smith Center. Archer, another serve, that one hitting the net, and it's down for an ace. Just leaking over the top of the net for the Smith Center points, and it's 12-3. Timeout is called. Chargers struggling here in this one, losing the first set 25-16, now trailing 12-3. Step aside here in 30 seconds. We'll be back with state volleyball here on KIER 93.7.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Center, a strong start to their second set. They lead 12-3 over Jefferson County North. And the Lady Red will serve out of the break. Here it comes. Turned by Bell. Set is up back to Bell, and that one is down for a kill. Middle of the floor on the far side. Much needed point for JCN. They got to get going here. Smith Center already nearly halfway to ending this one. Turn on the back line, clean by Kattenberg, set up for Raby, the back line, and nice job punching it over by Clara Johnson for JCN. Here is Rentschler, and Jobbins returns that one. Bell has her attempt partially deflected, and Raby gets that pass to diving Corey Bertles in the back line as she went to her left, and it's down for a kill. What a match Maylee Raby is having. 13-4, now our score. Set by Langley to the far side, and Johnson, going to get a good set, has to slap it over. And Kurt Johnson sending it over from Lady Red. Ruck the shell, half partially deflected by Rentschler, but it leaks over and drops down to the floor on the center side. GCN scoring two of the last three out of the break. Served by Bell. Turned clean by Smith Center. Setting it up for Rentschler, and it's just touched over by JCN after a partial reflection. Kirchhoff sends it over to the JCN side. Set by Bell for Langley. She's blocked, and it's bumped over by Jobbins. Set for the near side now for Smith Center, and that goes wide on Gracie Kirchhoff. She got to a nice start in the first set, but has been kind of quiet since then for Smith Center. Bell with a service error. She tries to go to the near side and she misses it wide. That makes it 13-6 here in set number two. The center defeated Jefferson County North in set one, 25-16. Set from Bell to the far side. Goes too far out in front of the net. An easy dunk down for Smith Center. Some costly mistakes. ACN. Now trailing by seven. Backward set. Partially deflected. Here's Herchoff. That is deflected. Bertels with the return. Set by Bell for Langley. Into that corner, and that one is down for the kill. Just barely getting it in. Emily Langley, the 6'1 junior, gets it going. Makes it 13-7. Excuse me, it should be 14-7. And I think that's what head coach Nick Lynn is talking to the school board about. They've had some issues throughout this tournament. And not only should it have been 14-7, it should have been 15-7. Now they got to correct it. I'm going to say, didn't think it was a 6-point match. 15-7 now our score. And it gets 16-7. Herchoff with the kill after the JCN serve. The center just executing their game plan so perfectly today. Meanwhile, Hillsborough is taking a lead over Inman. They lead 17, rather than make that 18-15. Trying to win that one in two sets. Macy Thompson gets the kill from the far side. Trying to keep JCN season alive. Right now they are on the brink. We'll have our championship in third place matches immediately after this one. Not immediately, a 25-minute break in between. So we'll, after this, we'll send it back to the studio for just a little bit, and then we'll come back. The back line, Brady on the return, setting this one up for Kattenberg, and that one stuffed into the net. Kattenberg had that was a little bit too far behind her, and timeout is called by Coach Lynn. But they still are in control, 16-9, our score. We'll send it to a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball here on Care 93.7.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Tonight, the center leads Jefferson County North here in set number two. Jared Sluppy back with you from Dodge City. BCN with the serve after the break. There's a backwards bump, and it's set to the back corner, and BCN can't handle it. Well played. To the back near side corner. That was Hernandez who can get that one. 17-9. Now the score. Turned by Hernandez, set by Bell, looking to get Smith. And a good job deflecting that one. Smith Center now with a chance, starting to tip it over, and Raby gets it down for the kill. Just a little touch over Thompson and Langley's outstretched arms. 18-9. Served by Herchoff, return cleanly. chance for Thompson. Trying to dunk it down. Nice job by Hutchinson to predict where that one was going. Ravia stuck. So back to the Lady Red side. And they'll just send a free ball over. But that's blocked down by Macy Thompson. And Coach Lynn thought that was a double hit. It was blocked, but then she just dunked it down. That makes it 18-10. Looks to me like Thompson's hand wasn't really going forward when she was trying to block it, so not called as a touch. Serve coming from Seaver. Here's a set near side for Ravy. Timed it perfectly. A fantastic dig by Seaver, but it goes out of bounds. Had some time to go after it. It went far out of bounds on the far side. JCN couldn't get to it in time, unfortunately. It was at 19-10. Serve return far side, too far out in front of the net, but JCN able to get it back after it was touched up by Lady Red. Ravy is blocked at the net to the back line, and they're scrambling, and they're able to get it back over to JCN. Setting up for Thompson. That one is down for the kill. Macy Thompson, 6-foot senior. What a day she had yesterday. Trying to spark some life back into the Chargers bench. And the team, as well as the fan base. On top of that, here's a pass near side. Ravy is rejected, but it goes out of bounds. Makes it 19, make that 20-11. And the center just 5 points away from ending this match and advancing to the championship. That's for Hillsborough. They are 4 points away from advancing the championship. They trailed early in the second set. They now lead Inman 21-17. Set by Johnson, and the swipe goes into the net by Audrey Bell, making it 21-11. Going pretty fast here so far this morning. Serve that one front of Jobbins. She goes down to get it. Rechtichel sends it over to the center side. Raby is partially deflected, but it gets through the hands of the blockers. The Chargers down to the turf. Not the turf. That'd be an interesting thing on turf. The hardwood, that is. Makes it 22-11. I suppose you could play volleyball on turf, but diving after some of those volleyballs wouldn't be very fun, I suppose. Here's a tip over by Johnson. Setting it up for Rentschler, and Rentschler missed it, that one. Trying to just leak it over the hands of the blockers, but instead she was unable to generate enough power to get it over the net. Back to the JCN point, it's 22-12. Meanwhile, and then trying to stay alive, they trail 1-0, and they trail 23-18 in the second set as well. Here's a set from Archer to the far side, took over by Ravy. Jobbins was there for it, but it wasn't hit in a very good spot as it goes out of bounds. And it's down on the JCN side, making it 23-12. And it's match point for Hillsborough now on the other court. Meanwhile, the center can get there with a point here. The turn not great from Bell. Burles has to go to the back line. We'll send a free ball over. Set by Archer, and that one set by Ravy, kept alive. Another free ball sent over to the back corner, trying to be aggressive with it, but the center is there. Rentschler goes to the back near side, and that is down for the kill. Kind of an awkward call. Jason, I think, at the moment thought that they had the point, thinking it was out of bounds, but the center gets the corner. The match play. See the next point for both sides of the court. Substitution now for the Chargers. Langley will come out, and so will Johnson, and that is it. Hillsborough is advancing to the championship match. As for this one, match point number one for Smith Center. There's the set. Going to the far side, and it's slapped over. The center now with it. They'll send a free ball over. Set by Bell and getting blocked, and that is it. Stuffed at the net was Katie Bertles. And Smith Center moves on to the championship. 25-16, 25-12. It was all Smith Center today, and the number 2 seed and the number 1 seed will collide in the championship. Meanwhile, GCN will meet Inman in the third place match coming up in just about 25 minutes. In the meantime, though, we'll go and send it to a quick break. We'll come back to wrap up this broadcast, and then we'll send it back to the studio for a little bit, and we'll come back with your third place match. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KR93.7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
It's fall at Acheson Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Acheson. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Center wins in two sets, 25-16, 25-12. Jared Sluppy with you. Joseph Kerr back in the studio helping making this sound good as we have Smith Center and Hillsboro advancing to the championship. As for JCN, they will take on Inman in the third place game. That will happen right here in front of us on Court B, thankfully not having to move. But unfortunately for JCN, they are going to be playing for the third place trophy instead of going for the championship. But either way, it was a very good Smith Center team. They were able to get some fantastic play from Maylee Raby. She was all over the place. She was, I mean, just the amount of points she got today, she was fantastic for Lady Red, and they'll have a chance to win the state title with her leading the charge, as that will be on Court A. We'll continue to keep you updated on how that match goes, as that one will start here in just a little bit as the fans start to shift around in the stadium, in the stadium. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio once again. Your final score, Smith Center winning in two sets, 25-16, 25-12. JCN playing here in about 25 minutes in the third place match. This has been your coverage of the Lady Chargers at the state tournaments here on KR93.7.